Thank you, Chair. First, I want to apologize for raising the flag at this late stage. It is due to our efforts to reformulate our comment in real time so to be as relevant as possible to the ongoing discussion. At the outset, allow me to express our delegation's appreciation for the way in which you are navigating this forum towards common understandings and meaningful discussions. We are still studying the new and updated proposal for this working characterization of laws as presented this morning, and therefore we would like to reserve the right to further comment on this upon the upcoming days. Having said that, we would like to share a few concrete remarks on the updated text. Regarding the first paragraph, we appreciate the inclusion of the term identify. At the same time, we would like to repeat our position once again regarding the incorporation of the word independently. As previously mentioned, it is ISRA's view that any characterization of laws should explicitly refer to the independent exercise of selection of targets and application of force in order to discern laws from automated weapons that are not the focus of this discussion, such as precision-guided munitions. In line with the same goal of focusing our discussions and reflecting the type of systems that have been at the heart of our discussion for the past decade, we think that some of the new additions that have been introduced into the text are not helpful. Specifically, the new text that reads or support the accomplishment of these tasks opens the door for discussing not only systems that perform only one of the said functions, but even systems that don't fully perform any of these functions. The outcome will be covering systems which are not even weapon systems, in addition to unnecessarily covering means such as standard precision guided munitions. For this reason, we object this text. We would like to reiterate our stand according to which the functions identify, select, and engage are cumulative and not alternative, and refer to the purpose for using the weapon system as a whole and not with regard to each of its functions separately. To make this point clearer, we also think that the word then should be added before the words and engage. Along with the same lines, it is our view that in order to stay within the scope of the GGE's mandate, and for the sake of clarity, it is important to bring back the word weapon before system. When aligned with these remarks, the text will read, a weapon system that, after activation, can independently identify, select, and then engage, etc. Regarding the second paragraph, we would like to once more suggest adding the word and alteration after modification in order to acknowledge the fact that the characterization of the laws might significantly differ in accordance with the context. This is in accordance with the type and purpose of the instrument, the operative paragraph of the instrument, and the developing understanding of laws in light of evolving technology. Furthermore, we should avoid a formulation that could be misunderstood as if the current working characterization is all-inclusive. Therefore, we suggest adding the word specific before exclusion and adding the words for the purpose of clarity before words such as. We also suggest changing the words the potential modification to the words any potential modifications. Additionally, similar to our suggestion for the first paragraph, in order to stay with the scope of the mandate, the word weapon should be added before system. In sum, with these changes, the entire sentence will read, and any potential modification and alteration of this characterization, as well as the possible specific exclusion of certain types of weapons systems for the purpose of clarity, such as inter alia, etc. Regarding the footnote, first, it is highly important to clearly state that Any possible description of lethality is made only for the purpose of the working characterization of laws in the context of our current discussion and not for more general purposes. Second, while this description attempts to address the meaning of lethality, unfortunately, this is done by giving this term an extremely wide meaning, making the practical implication of this qualifier almost meaningless. This is especially due to the focus of this description on the capability and effects of a weapon system rather than on its design, and also to the inclusion of damage to physical objects or disruption of their functioning. As we know, IHL rules that regulate weapons, including in the CCW framework, typically differentiate between weapons on the basis of their design. Indeed, almost any means of warfare, and even physical objects which were not meant to be weapons, can hypothetically be used to cause death or injury. For this reason, the crucial element is the weapon's design. Even more problematic is the implied reference to the actual effects of using a weapon. Clearly, the nature of means cannot be defined in hindsight due to the effects of that may vary in different cases, but rather in advance as a matter of principle. Secondly, according to the current text, weapons designed or capable of only harming objects or even disrupting their functioning could not be considered lethal. However, international law requires us to interpret terms in accordance with their ordinary meaning. And the ordinary meaning of the word lethal relates to the loss of life. For this reason, reliance on the current description may result in counterintuitive and potentially illogical interpretations and outcomes. We will also note that we already stated regarding both paragraphs and was presented in the last version of the definition of lethal, the word weapon should be added before system in accordance with the GGE's mandates and for the sake of clarity. Finally, although throughout the years we have discussions regarding the inclusion of the element of lethality in the GGE's work, we did not thoroughly discuss its meaning. This subject could use further discussion. In any event, it will be difficult for us to accept a number of elements in the current wording of the footnote. We will submit our comments in writing to the Secretariat. Thank you, Chair.